Relational Maintenance Theory, the podcast featuring Lucas and Andrew. Currently speaking is Lucas, and I'll be starting us off this evening. Relational Maintenance Theory has five different parts. These parts include positivity, understanding, assurances, network, sharing tasks and activities, relationship talks, and self-disclosure. These are necessary to keep a relationship going well for both parties in the relationship. If the relationship is going to stay a relationship, these five things need to be kept in mind. To start the list off, we have positivity. Positivity is important because negative thoughts and actions tend to lead, well, not the best outcomes. Staying positive is an excellent way to keep the relationship, pun intended, afloat. If one of the parties in the relationship is thinking negative thoughts, this can lead to negative actions, which will lead to very negative outcomes. For example, if one of the people in the relationship is thinking that their partner is cheating, this is going to corrupt their mind and just make them think very negative thoughts that their partner could be cheating on them. Well, they're going to suspect every little thing, like why their partner's coming home 5 minutes late. But in all actuality, their partner's just planning the surprise birthday party they have for their partner next month. And they don't want to get caught, so they're being sneaky about it. So whenever this is confronted, it's going to cause huge trust issues in the relationship. And that's not good, and that's not positive. That's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to stay positive. The next topic I have to bring to the table is understanding. This is a big one for many reasons. It can come in many different forms. It can be something small, as understanding why your partner doesn't want to go out to eat and they just want to stay at home. Or it could get bigger than that. It could be like why your partner wants to have a child or to get married. Both of those are life-changing things. And yeah, that's pretty important. But hearing out your partner and why they believe what they believe and why they want to do what they want to do is very important. Because it's healthy for the relationship if you're hearing each other speak and you're speaking your feelings. It's easy to get angry from just hearing what their decision is. But if you're not hearing why, then that's your fault. You need to hear them out because that's going to make the relationship better. There still might be disagreements, but hearing each other out is crucial in a relationship. Not everybody in the world is going to agree with you. That's just life. That's reality. That's how it goes. That's how it always has and how it always will be. Now, assurances. Everybody needs somebody to lean on. Life can be very overwhelming, and having someone there for you is not only good, but it's very important. Whether you had a bad day at work, or your partner had a bad day at work, or something bigger than that, having someone to be there for you and someone to talk to you is just good. It makes them feel better, makes you feel better for talking to them. Like, that's just all good. And it makes your relationship stronger. It makes it so strong to the point to where it's nearly unbreakable. It's just perfect at that point. Now that being said, I'm going to pass the mic over to my boy Andrew, and he's going to discuss the last few parts of relational maintenance theory.